It's been more than a year since food service workers and campus activists at the University of Vermont rallied against a change in policy that would have caused many workers there to lose their full-time benefits. While employees and advocates alike are still unhappy with Sodexo, that's the company contracted by UVM to feed its students, VPR's Taylor Dobbs has details.
At a rally last week on UVM's campus, students, faculty, and staff delivered a petition to administrators calling on them to stand up to Sodexo over the alleged mistreatment of an employee. It was the second time last week that faculty and students hand-delivered documents strongly condemning Sodexo's treatment of workers and urging the university to do more to protect the people who serve UVM students. The petition called for a mandatory livable wage as defined by Burlington City Ordinance, faster transition to more local food sourcing, and a change in the company's time-off policy for employees working at UVM. The university is negotiating a new contract with Sodexo now, and advocates say UVM should put strong worker protections in the agreement. Cindy Smith is an 8-year employee of Sodexo who has run afoul of the company's attendance policy. Her case has become a flashpoint for the workers' advocates.
Well, if you miss one day, you get 1 point. So if you miss 3 days, you get 1 point. If you bring in a note, you get 1 point. It's such a crazy system.
Here's how it works. Employees have 7 points in any given rolling 12-month period. They get assigned points, or sometimes half a point, for showing up late, leaving early, or missing a day of work. If they go over those 7 points, they can lose their job. Smith knew about the point system. She even knew she was approaching her 7-point limit at the start of 2015. But she says she was never told that she was racking up a bunch of half-point penalties throughout the month of March.
In my case, I complete my job at the end of the day. I go to my unit chef, Alex Marco, ask him if there's anything I could do for him. He has things for me to do. I finish. Again, I go back to him and say, I've finished. Is there anything else you need me to do? If there is, he gives it to me. If there's not, he asks me if I would like to leave for the day, and absolutely, I say yes.
While Smith's case hinges on contradictory information from supervisors, employees say the policy discourages them from staying home sick or tending to family emergencies. Employee Deb Plouffe voiced her opposition to the policy at last week's rally.
You basically have to ensure at all times that nothing goes wrong in your life during work hours.
Sodexo spokesman Enrico Dinges says that while it is company policy to assess a point when an employee is out sick, that doesn't mean Sodexo expects employees to work sick.
You know, food safety training and sanitation guidelines, and we're specific in the fact that it's against company policy to come to work with certain symptoms that, you know, can impact food safety or their own safety.
So Sodexo says it may terminate employees once they get 7 points, and also assesses points against employees who call in sick, even with a doctor's note. Dinges says those policies aren't contradictory.
Once they start, you know, accumulating an occurrence or two, there's going to be a conversation with the supervisor, you know, and the employee saying, hey, what happened? What's going on? You know, to really understand and see if there's a way the supervisor can help, better understand the circumstances. So it's not a case where somebody's going to reach 7 occurrences and never once have had a conversation.
Employees, UVM faculty, and students counter that the policy allows for predatory management and provides a convenient excuse for managers to punish employees they don't like. A UVM spokesperson said the university has received the documents from advocates and will respond soon. Smith is on paid investigatory leave right now because of her points. She says that even if she doesn't get her job back, she'll keep fighting for Sodexo workers at UVM. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.